The Rio Del City Council held a special meeting on June 24th to pass the budget and approve the next steps in the grant application for an emergency water tie-in with Scotia. The budget had been held over from the prior meeting to give staff time to present options for dealing with the water and sewer charges for city facilities and the Rio Del Volunteer Fire Department that are going to be assessed for the first time. The June 17th regular meeting included a standing room only crowd of residents concerned about the fire department charges, and the council members had expressed their intent to find a way for the city to cover the costs out of the general fund. The Rio Del City Attorney, Russell Gans, was present at the special meeting and commented on the Proposition 218 requirements.
But the concept is, and how the courts have evaluated it, is collectively all ratepayers that pay for water or sewer services should pay a proportional rate. If one payer doesn't pay for whatever reason or is exempted from paying, their component, their portion of the ultimate rate is going to get paid, subsidized by the other users. So the legal concept is 218 requires everybody to pay, including the city, to the extent it's a consumer of its own service.
The city has never contributed any funds to the volunteer fire department to date, but the newly approved budget will now include reimbursement for the water and sewer charges for the fire hall, fireman's park, and library. The city will be billing its own utility usage as required by Prop 218. The recently approved rate study that will be conducted in order to increase water rates is projected to include all of the city facilities, fire hall, and library in the tally of ratepayers, which would result in lower costs for the general ratepayer as the costs are spread over a wider pool. The long-debated changes to the sewer rate structure that were recently approved were based on the smaller number of ratepayers, and it is unknown if the fees will be adjusted to include the additional facilities. The automatic annual 3% rate increase for water and sewer has gone into effect as well. The budget that was approved also includes using $137,494 from reserves in order to cover the deficit. The city is also hoping to add one position in the police department in the next fiscal year. As a result, the council voted to put a 1% local sales tax measure on the ballot in November. The ballot measure would require voter approval of 50% plus one to pass, and the funds would go into the general fund, which means they could be used for a number of purposes. The soon-to-be-open Dollar General store is expected to increase retail sales in the city significantly. Employee contracts recently approved do not include a cost-of-living increase, but the agreement states that the city will reopen negotiations if the sales tax is approved. The next City Council meeting is Tuesday, July 1st at 6:30 p.m., where the Council is expected to approve the contract with the new City Manager, Kyle Knopp. Mr. Knopp is a Humboldt County native who has previously worked for the Humboldt County Administrative Office and most recently is the Assistant Chief Executive Officer for Mendocino County. This has been Sharon Wolf for the RioDelTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.